And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. When Mary read about Claudia Vincent's new contract to play opposite Larry in his current Broadway hit, her first instinct was anger. For she knows that gossip columnists, like Marty Rufus, are saying that Larry is infatuated with the beautiful Claudia. And certainly, from Mary's viewpoint, it seems so. The one thing Mary would like is to get Claudia out of their Rosehaven, Long Island home. But she knows that it would be dangerous to force this issue with Larry in his present frame of mind. And so she is determined to say nothing whatever about the matter, nor about Claudia's new stroke of fortune. Right now, the time is close to noon, and we find Mary going from her living room out onto the terrace, where Larry is taking a sun bath. And we hear...
Are you out here all alone, Larry?
Yep. Maud was here a little while ago, but she left to do something. Where you been all morning?
Oh, busy with one thing and another.
I couldn't find you when I first came down. I haven't seen Larry Jr. this morning either.
Oh, he went to a picnic with some of his friends. I don't expect him till dinner time.
Well, you may as well have a good time.
Yes. He was asking me when you were going to get your sailboat in the water. Summer's almost half over and you haven't taken him out at all.
Oh, gee, that's right. I'd forgotten all about the boat. Better get at it this weekend. First thing Sunday. Oh, no. No, that won't do.
Why not?
Expect to be pretty busy Sunday and probably all day Monday, too.
Oh?
Probably have to stay in New York at the club. We're going to be rehearsing.
Rehearsing? At this late date?
Yes, didn't you know about it?
No, I haven't any idea what you mean. But you can tell me later if it's at all important. Right now, I ought to go in and help Phoebe get lunch.
No, wait a minute. You can sit down for a few minutes, can't you?
Why, yes, if you want me to.
Well, do it then. Sit over there in the shade. I'm coming out of the sun now, too. Get out here long enough.
You'd better put something over you. You might take cold.
Yeah, I'll put on this robe. Now then, Mary, I want to tell you...
Tom was here last evening.
Tom who?
Tom Bryson, our best friend. The famous playwright. Surely you've heard of him.
Oh, sure, sure. I was thinking of something else, I guess.
Well, he was here.
What did he do, drive out from New York or what?
He'd been out to Southampton, working out a summer stock deal, I believe. And on his way back, he stopped by.
Oh, dear, I'm sorry I missed him.
Yes, Tom said he was sorry, too. He got here just a few minutes after you and Claudia left. But you see, you did leave so very early.
Yes, I know, and that was what I wanted to tell
you. Tom didn't have any news, so we just sat around and talked about all kinds of things. Just a nice, comfortable talk between old friends.
Yes, well...
It was pretty late when he left, and I hated to have him drive all the way back, but of course, I couldn't very well ask him to stay over.
Look, Mary, there's something I want to tell you. I can see that you've got the wrong idea about this entirely.
I don't know what you mean, Larry. I just remember that I've got to fix the salad. I promised Phoebe if she'd bake this...
Just listen to me a minute.
You can tell me later, dear. Lunch will be ready in a little while. Oh, by the way, is Claudia awake yet?
I don't know. I haven't seen her.
I wonder if I ought to just let her sleep or if I should wake her.
I don't care what you do.
Well, in that case, I think I'll just let her sleep. She must be very tired.
Larry watches his wife disappear into the house with a sense of frustration, mixed with resentment at being misunderstood. And meanwhile, in nearby Oyster Bay, at the luxurious estate of wealthy Rupert Barlow, we hear Julia Dixon, attractive social secretary of Rupert's, talking to the dashing young blonde Oliver Wilson as they sit by the pool.
I say, Julia, you do look lovely in that bathing suit.
Thank you.
It's a perfect color for your eyes.
Why, thank you, Oliver. Oh, it's just wonderful the way you make a person feel good. You always say just the right thing.
I wouldn't be too sure of that. If you'd heard me talking to Barlow the last time we got together, you'd think that I couldn't say anything right.
Rupert didn't quarrel with you, did he, Oliver?
Quarrel? Oh, no, indeed not. We had a very lively discussion, but it wasn't a quarrel.
You have to know Rupert to understand him. He can be very difficult.
Oh, I pride myself that I know him very well and understand him, too.
Then you don't let his gruff manner bother you?
Not at all. I find it quite entertaining. You know something, Julian? He doesn't like me the least bit. And I swear I've been enormously polite to him the whole time, addressing him with respect and every other thing.
Well, I don't think it's quite that, but...
But what? I told him that I was madly in love with you, Julia.
Oh, Oliver, you didn't.
Of course I did. I told him that I hoped to stay on here until you agreed to return with me to Bermuda as my bride.
Oliver, whatever made you say such a thing?
It was such a preposterous idea, my dear. Couldn't you imagine yourself living with me in a cottage? Would it mean so much to you to give up all this that you have here?
Well, no, that isn't it. That's not it at all.
Then what is it?
Well, I had no idea. You see, this is quite a shock to me to hear you talk like that.
Is it? I don't see why, Julia. When I followed you back from Bermuda, when I trailed you night and day all the time you were here, didn't you even suggest to me that we might go away somewhere we could manage in a modest way?
Yes, but... Well, I was just talking, I mean to say...
Yes? Go on.
Oh, Oliver, really. I don't believe you're serious at all.
Of course I'm serious. Your gallant Rupert took me seriously, all right.
What did he say?
Why do you want to know?
Because, you see, I know Rupert very well. And I don't suppose he's ever considered the possibility of...
Of losing you.
Yes. That's about it.
Well, then. It's time you woke up. I'm going to keep on after him.
Oh, you mustn't, Oliver. Rupert has a frightful temper.
And so have I, for that matter. And I'm younger than he is, and in better shape. So I don't expect he'll try any nonsense on me.
Oh, Oliver, you really are sweet. I'm extremely fond of you.
Well, that's rather a mild pat on the head, isn't it? When I'm talking about being madly in love with you.
Nonsense. I don't believe it.
You mustn't say that. You must return my love. At least do the favor of giving me a chance. Now, when with Rupert... You scarcely look at me. That's quite the wrong tack, my sweet. You must learn to hang on my every word.
Oliver Wilson, you really are a scoundrel. I believe you're putting all this on just to get back at Rupert for being so inhospitable to you.
Oh, you underrate yourself if you think that, Julia. My love.
You know, if I were to take your offer seriously and accept, I'll bet you'd run like a scared rabbit.
I swear I would do nothing of the sort. I'd be the happiest man alive. Look at me, Julia. Look into my eyes. Give me your hand.
Julia! Where the devil have you been all morning? I've looked for you high and low.
Rupert!
Well, hello, sir.
You nearly scared me to death.
It's a pity if I'm intruding. But I've looked for you everywhere.
It's all my fault, sir. I simply insisted that Julia come with me for a swim. When we got out of the water, I couldn't bear to let her go. I had no idea I was causing you an inconvenience, but time does go by so rapidly when I'm with Julia.
What did you want to see me about, Rupert?
That confounded story in the paper.
What story?
That story in Marty Rupert's column, of course, about Claudia Vincent. Don't you even read the papers anymore?
I'm afraid not, Rupert. At least I didn't today.
Oh, my fault again, sir. I monopolize Julia's time every moment of the morning.
Oh, rot. You weren't up till nearly 11. Victor told me so.
Your man Victor, sir, has many remarkable qualities. But his eyes aren't as sharp as they might be. I was up and about shortly after 8. Julia and I had a most delightful breakfast in her cottage.
Oliver.
We talked over the possibilities of a future in just such a place. Why do you look at me so, Julia?
Oliver, you don't realize...
Forgive me, my sweet, if I've said something I shouldn't. You see, I've already declared myself to Mr. Barlow. Oh. Perhaps I better leave you now, since you have things to say to Julia, sir. I wouldn't want to be in the way. A bientôt, Julia. If you'll excuse me, sir.
Rupert Barlow's temper reaches the boiling point as this airy young man takes his leave, with Julia smiling tenderly after him. How long will this situation go on without an explosion? Be sure to be listening Monday to Backstage Wife, the story of Neri Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.